FM 90.3 WJTL, Nicole C. Mullen from the year 2000 on a Throwback Thursday with Freedom. Good morning to you at 7:20.
Well, whether or not you like the warm weather, it just will not go away. It's sticking around over the weekend, mostly sunny today, high around 78 and continuing to warm up into the weekend. Tonight, cloudy, low 54. Tomorrow, mostly sunny, high 80. Saturday, record-breaking temperatures, mostly sunny, high around 80. Might get above there as well. Sunday, cloudy, cooling down, chance of showers high around 72. Currently in Harrisburg, 49 degrees. In Lancaster, 47.
This morning, our very special guest is author Zach Bauermaster. He's brought his daughter Olivia along, and we're talking about his book, Leading with People. Good morning again, Zach.
Good morning. Hey, I love that I'm on Throwback Thursday. I grew up in that DC Talk audio adrenaline area.
Yeah.
So you have Jesus Freak in the Light, Big, Big House.
Yeah. Great stuff song that you love. Yeah. Did you grow up listening to JTL?
Yep. Grew up listening to WJTL.
That's pretty exciting. So this is your second book, Leading with People. It's pretty new.
Yep. It came out the beginning of October.
Beginning of October. So it's very new. And tell us about the format of the book. How's it laid out? How's it to be used?
Yeah. So as I shared in the first segment, it starts by the introduction to sharing the beginning of my story and with a struggle of anxiety and depression. And I weave that in throughout. And throughout, there's different sections. At the beginning of our church services, my pastor, Michael Brown, always says, all right, now let's pause and take a deep breath. Mm. There's a lot you're bringing into the service, a lot from the past week, a lot that you're looking ahead to.
Yeah.
But just to pause, slow down, be in the moment, and take a deep breath. So I have those sections throughout to help the reader just pause, reflect on their faith, their relationship with the Lord. I tell a lot of different stories. Some people who have read it said they've cried, they've laughed. So I share a lot of different personal stories. And then I have take action sections. So I want it to be actionable for the reader. So how can they take action? And then it all comes together in a 49-day action plan. And
okay. The
first 7 days, so it's 7x7, and the first 7 days are really continuing to build their foundation. A lot of that is prayer, being in the Word, surrounding yourself with people as mentors in your life. Maybe you're mentoring, just really intentional relationships. And then that second week is focused on prioritizing people, empathizing with people, observing the needs, compassion, praying, loving, and encouraging people. And there's action steps within each day for the action plan.
Zach, did you always want to be an author? Is that something you wanted to do growing up?
It's nothing I thought about. And really, it was during this difficult season of my life where I started to journal and I started to write and sort of just fell in love with it. Just sitting down early in the morning, have a busy life. You know, I'm a principal, I'm a coach, I have a young family, but I love those quiet mornings. And I love the verses in the Bible about Jesus getting up early and finding a place to pray and going to the mountainside to pray. And I just love those quiet moments. And that's when I write.
So journaling really was the way you got into writing.
Yep. It started with just a little bit a day.
Yeah.
And then, as I said, it really morphed into almost creating this book. I actually do have some of my journal entries in there.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. I understand your earlier book is now being made available to a broader group of people. And one of the people is education.
Yeah. And I'm just so appreciative of Jimmy Casas is the publisher and Connect Ed Publishing. It's a public education publishing company.
I love that.
And it's been really neat to just get picked up by a public education company because that's what I'm in.
Yeah.
But of course, my books are faith-based. They're leadership, faith-based books.
Yeah.
Focused on God and our relationships with Jesus for that fruitful leadership. So it's been really encouraging.
The title, Leading With People. I love that with in there. Just tell us a little bit about how we can lead with people.
Yeah. And when I was writing this book, I talk about it early on. The definition of with is accompanied by. And that just made me pause. Those two simple words, accompanied by. So leadership isn't leading people, it's leading with people. And those two ways, like we need to bring people alongside us as we lead to continue encouraging us to be salt and light in our life, to build us up so that we can go out and we can be at our best to lead others.
Love
so
that.
With people.
Yeah, I love the with in there. And I love the accompanied by. That paints a beautiful picture.
Yep.
Very cool. We're talking with Zach Bauermaster, Leading with People, the name of his new book. Zach, where can people get this book?
The book, you can get it on Amazon or you can go to Connect Ed Books.
Very cool. And you could get one right now?
That's right. We're happy to be giving one away right now. It's been a pleasure hanging out with Zach and his daughter, Olivia. We're giving away his book, Leading with People, a 6-pillar framework for Fruitful Leadership. We've gotten to hear a little bit about why Zach wrote the book, sort of his struggles with anxiety and depression, and how he's overcome those with a Christ-centered focus on people, leading with people, and how we're really created and called for community. So what a wonderful opportunity to be giving away this book. If you want it, call now, 717-396-3690. Caller number 4 will win.
Wait, let's do that number again. 717-392-3690. There we go. You just got one number to transfer. 392-3690. What number caller are you going to take?
Number 4.
Number 4. Call now. Dwayne, Zach, thank you so much for being with us today.
Fred, Liam, thank you very much.
Yeah, Olivia, thank you for being with us too. Glad you could be here with your dad. Have a great rest of your day to both of you. Right now, we go back to our Throwback Thursday with Phil Joel. Here's Be Number One on WJTL.